You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Reporting its full-year results ended June, Impala Platinum, which has mines in South Africa, Zimbabwe and Canada, is holding back on new investment. That's after headline earnings plunged 87% to 2.4 billion rand. Implats took a charge of 19.8 billion rand related to impairments, mainly at its flagship Rustenburg operations in the Northwest Province. Now, that resulted in a loss of 17.3 billion rand in the 12 months through June, compared with a 4.9 billion rand profit the previous year. And according to Implats, the average price of its platinum group metals fell by a third during the period, including a 39% drop for palladium and a 63% slump in rhodium. We speak now to Impala Platinum Holdings CFO Meronisha Keber. Thank you very much, Meronisha, for your time this afternoon or this evening. How would you characterize the results?
Thank you very much, Dudu. I think I have to start off with the fact that unfortunately we had 19 fatalities this year. And I think that has dominated the headlines, because I'm sure you're well aware of the tragedy we had at our 11 shaft, where 13 of our colleagues, sadly passed away. From a production perspective, we actually were up 13%. And on a like-for-like basis, up 2%. Our unit costs were exceptionally well controlled, so they were up 5%. And that's despite having inflation of 5.6% and the impact of a weaker rand. I think what was transformative for the company was the fact that we completed the acquisition of RB Platinum. As you recall, it did drag on for almost 2 years, and we were able to fund the remaining purchase consideration. And also, very importantly for the company, in showing our commitment to sharing value, we completed the landmark BEE empowerment deal during the period.
Let's talk about the impairments, right? So Implats accounted for several significant one-off non-cash items in profit before tax, and the largest of which was the impairment of goodwill. Talk us through that.
So I guess, Dudu, when you look at the impairments, it is the impairments that we booked in total across four of our operations was just under 20 billion rand. The largest of that was actually at our Impala Rustenburg operations. And then we fully impaired our Impala Canada operations. And then both of our JVs reflected impairments of in aggregate 1.7 billion rand. Really, the impairments were just a consequence of where we find ourselves in the commodity cycle, so the lower PGM prices, but also reflective of where we are in terms of the macroeconomic environment, because we have record interest rates, and that does impact the impairment calculations. And maybe lastly, we have made some structural changes to some of our assets to respond to the lower price environment. And that does impact on the life of mine plans and thus the impairment values.
So when we take a look at group production, though, it increased some 13% to 3.65 million ounces.
I think, Dudu, probably important to note is that this was the first year that we included the full 12 months of Impala Buffer King. So when you look at, when you look on year on year, it is a little bit distorted because of that. On a like for like basis, we were up 2%. So we did have steady production from all our operations. Clearly, the two of our operations, Styldrift and Marula, did not perform to our expectations, and there's work to be done to improve their operational performance. But by far, our biggest operations, Impala Rustenburg and Zimplats, had really, really strong, strong years, and that contributed to the increase in production.
Let's talk about the volumes, which you touched on a little bit earlier on. You delivered guided production volumes and cost controls that some could say were really commendable, given the serious challenges that you faced.
Yes, I think so as a business, we needed to respond to the lower PGM pricing, and I have to commend all our teams across our operations. The first place that we obviously turn to is production, to make sure that we deliver on production, because as you know, mining is a volumes game. So as to the extent that we can increase our production, it does bring down the costs. But the second, you know, the second and very importantly was to try and keep our costs under control. So that's where we were quite ruthless about cutting out discretionary spend. Some of our operations, I mean, our Zimplats operations, they took 10% salary cuts across our South African operations. For example, all the management employees did not take increases last year. So really, we were quite aggressive in looking at our cost structure and making sure that we looked at every avenue to reduce costs and to control consumption and to try and keep the increases, the inflation increases at bay. Sadly, notwithstanding all the efforts and all the to try and cut the costs as much as possible, we did end the period with some labor restructuring to try and set the cost base into our FY25, to bring down the cost base to try and improve profitability going forward.
Let's expand on the platinum group metals markets. I mean, the three that you have, do you see them getting out of the deficits in 2024?
So I think the consensus is that we are likely to see similar deficits in 2024 than we saw last year, probably to a smaller extent. It's very hard to, at the moment, we've seen quite a significant dislocation between pricing and actually fundamental supply and demand. We've had from our customers, we've had robust demand, and to the extent we've had surplus material to sell, we've had no issues, being able to sell it. When this dislocation, the pricing dislocation, reduces or prices get closer to trading in terms of supply demand fundamentals, is very hard to pinpoint what the catalyst for that is. I think like everybody else, we are waiting for the cuts to come in the US, so the Fed to start cutting. And we're hoping that should provide some catalyst to improve sentiment, particularly around precious metals. One of the reasons for the price dislocation that we believe is really the negative investor sentiment, and that is taking into consideration the macroeconomic outlook. So hopefully, once the US starts cutting interest rates, that should translate to more support for PGM pricing.
Let's stick to platinum group metals. Is it probable that you're going to see investment in new PGMs?
At these prices, it's very difficult for me to see, because when I look at this as an existing producer, and we've got mine to market operations, the prices are trading quite deeply into the cost curve. So to try and bring a new mine online in this environment, I see it as incredibly, incredibly hard to motivate. The other thing that you got to take into consideration is lots of these the new mines have a long period before they come into production. Yeah. And as you look out into the future, the threat of electrification, that hangs over the whole industry. So with that in mind, I think it would be quite a brave person that brings a new mine into production.
Let's talk about as well the electric vehicle market, right, and what it's doing to your industry, more so in particular your business. You've halted some projects in the country and in Zimbabwe. Is it likely that they will be revived when you take a look at the demand or the rise of the electric vehicle market?
So, Dudu, I think that electrification and the full impact on our industry is probably probably a more medium to longer term issue. Okay. Some of the responses that we've done to take out, to not proceed with projects is basically to ensure that our operations remain free cash flow, break even, or positive in this industry. Mm-hmm. Given the low pricing, So.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. And when we take a look at the outlook for the business.
Yeah, so I think when I look into FY25, I think we've positioned ourselves well when it comes to labor to keep that cost under control because of the labor restructuring. I think we've and that should also keep inflation at bay. We've reduced our capital intensity, as you've mentioned in your earlier point about some of the projects that we've deferred or stopped. We've got new smelting capacity coming on stream at our Zimbabwean operations, which we're very excited about. So I think from a, you know, from an outlook perspective, we're looking to be able to deliver similar volumes to what we delivered this year. We're hoping to reduce some of our excess inventory, which is built up over the last 3 years. And we're hoping that, you know, all the work we've done around cost control will help to keep our unit costs increase up to a maximum of 5%.
Thank you so much for your time this evening, CFO of Impala Platinum Holdings, Meronisha Kepper.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.